And welcome now to the midday for a Friday, March 17th, it is. Norman Gilliland and Lilies of the Midwest are with me. Welcome, Lilies of the Midwest.
Hello.
Thanks, Norman.
We hope that you're all right there where you're supposed to be, technically speaking. And we'll be hearing some Irish music for the next 20 minutes or so, and it will come from a variety of sources, I'm sure. But in the meantime, what about who's who and the instruments we're hearing?
Well, this is Charlene Adzema, and I play fiddle and I sing. And next to me is...
I'm Kara Rogers. I play the concertina.
I'm Gina Schultz, and I play the mandolin.
And I'm sort of the honorary lily in the group. I'm Rick Nelson, and I play the guitar.
And you come all the way from Ohio to perform with this group from time to time.
That's correct.
Columbus. Oh, no.
Pleasure to have you all here. And you'll be playing several short sets of Irish things in honor of this March 17th day. And starting out with some reels. And what about these reels?
We start out with George White's favorite, which I think might also be ours. And then we've got the Abbey reel, and we finish it up with the Bird in the Bush. Lively stuff, to be sure. Some reels there, and played by my guests today, live in our studio, Lilies of the Midwest. Now, I see we have some slides coming up
What kind of a dance is a slide? I mean, we're familiar with the latter day versions of it, I think, but is that an Irish folk dance form also, the slide?
Oh, so we're gonna play some slides.
What yes. are slides? Slides are similar to a jig, but they hail from County Kerry in the south of Ireland. They're still in 6/8 though, right, Char?
Officially, they're transcribed in 12/8. If you really want to go there,
yeah. They really are a unique town or unique sound to the south of Ireland, though. And our band in particular really likes our Cork and Kerry music, slides and polkas, which you don't is not very typical, but no. We love them.
So, what slide are we going to hear?
We are going to play something that I find myself saying very often as a cat person: "Where's the cat?" Followed by Eileen O'Riordan's and then Padraig O'Keefe's.
Slides, which are a lot like a jig, we're told. And how many calories do you suppose a person uses up dancing the jig? We'll have to get a count on that sometime. I think it could catch on better than some of the other exercise music that we hear in various places.
Kaylee Dance Diet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Kaylee Dance Diet. Those were a couple of slides. Where's the Cat and Eileen O'Riordan's. And now to a 3-4 dance that's probably more familiar to people all over the world. What might that be?
So this tune, we know it as a waltz. I don't know if it officially could be considered such. But it's called Give Me Your Hand, or in Irish, Tabhair Dom Dolath. And it's a really old tune. It's from, I want to say, the 1600s or maybe earlier.
That's correct.
Is that it?
Right. Rick remembers.
Yeah, he was there. And apparently there was a musician whose name I can't recall, but the composer of the tune was a well-known musician, and he was at a party as a guest of the party, not working the party. And another woman comes up to him and says, "Hey, will you play us a few tunes?" And he thought, well, that's just an affront. You know, I'm not here to work. I'm here to enjoy myself. She finds out who he is. She begs for forgiveness. He writes her this tune.
And the name of the tune is?
Give Me Your Hand. Thank you.
Waltz, Give Me Your Hand, coming to you live from our studio here at WPR during the midday, as performed by the Lilies of the Midwest. Let us hear something about your instruments now. This is not, you know, your usual string quartet kind of arrangement. What do we have?
Well, we've got a fiddle.
We certainly have that. We do have that.
Oh, and we also have the mandolin.
Yeah, I play a LaPlante mandolin. He's a maker out of Minnesota who's quite popular in the bluegrass scene. And it's a oval hole instead of the F scroll like you typically see in bluegrass. So 8 strings tuned the same as a fiddle.
And, well?
I play guitar. It's an old Guild D25 from probably the early 80s. And like many Irish guitar players, I have it tuned in a typical Irish tuning. For those guitar players out there, it's in. I have it tuned in D-A-D, G-A-D.
Really?
Sometimes called dad-gad guitar
no,
playing.
Why? And I heard a concertina over there.
Yep, and I play the concertina, and this particular instrument was made by Jürgen Suttler, and he makes Anglo concertina, which is pretty commonly used in Irish music. You'll get to hear it in just a moment.
When did polkas become Irish?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, this is a very good question.
Before today, clearly.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play you a set of polkas. And again, from Southwest Ireland in County Kerry, which is where we had played the slides, originated from what we played earlier. And this particular set of polkas is Charlie Harris's, Glen Cottage, and Nelfie's. Thank you.
it's the best we can do to bring you to an Irish pub on this St. Patrick's Day, hearing Lilies of the Midwest, and they will be playing, let's see, this evening at the, what is the name of the venue?
The Borough Beer Company and Kitchen, right on Park Street.
In Madison. We have time for a couple of jigs before we get to the quiz question.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go for it.
So this will be Made at the Spinning Wheel, Scatter in the Mud, and Wards.
There you go.
Lilies of the Midwest, providing the Irish sound on this March 17th for the midday today. And pleasure to hear you here and there, and here in particular today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Right after this, we'll get to our quiz question here on WPR.